Introduction to the Devout Life by St. Francis de Sales. This is a LibriVox recording. Recording by Dylan P. Straub. Chapter 5. Considerations. The Second Part of Meditation. After this exercise of the imagination, we come to that of the understanding. For meditations, properly so called, are certain considerations by which we raise the affections to God and heavenly things. Now meditation differs therein from study and ordinary methods of thought, which have not the love of God or growth in holiness for their object, but some other end, such as the acquisition of learning or power of argument. So when you have, as I said, limited the efforts of your mind within due bounds, whether by the imagination, if the subject be material, or by propositions, if it be a spiritual subject, you will begin to form reflections or considerations after the pattern of the meditations I have already sketched for you. And if your mind finds sufficient matter, light, and fruit wherein to rest in any one consideration, dwell upon it, even as the bee which hovers over one flower so long as it affords honey. But if you do not find wherewith to feed your mind, after a certain reasonable effort, then go on to another consideration. Only be quiet and simple, and do not be eager or hurried. End of Part 2, Chapter 5.